Ever since the movie Jaws, everyone has been terrified of sharks, and dozens of movies have been made to try to recreate the fear and excitement captured in the first original shark horror movie. While real shark attacks aren't common, as in you're 37 more times likely to die from a coconut, they still do happen, and they really scare us. So here are a few of the most terrifying shark attacks on Earth. Number 1, the case of Barry Wilson. Wilson was the first Californian in history to be attacked and killed by sharks. This is what makes this case so unique. He was a 17-year-old tuba player hanging out with a friend in water which was about 30 feet deep. Suddenly, his friend saw him start to move strangely, and the shark attacked Wilson so hard and aggressively that his entire body flew out of the water, and multiple eyewitnesses observed the whole situation. His friend and some others grabbed him when the shark attempted to drag him under, and they began to drag him back to the beach, but he had already been bitten, and he was starting to lose a lot of blood. And all while this was happening, the shark was chasing the entire crew back to the shore. So they were all really scared, and they were kind of worried that the shark might attack them as well. And unfortunately, Barry Wilson did not make it back to the beach, even as he died because his injuries were so intense. He was gone by the chance they could even save them. So that was Barry Wilson, and this was a very unfortunate death which happened in California. I believe it was in the 1950s. Number 2, we have another one from California here, and this is the disappearance of Robert Pamperin. Robert Pamperin and his friend Gerald Lehrer were diving off of the coast of San Diego when his friend heard Robert scream, "Help me," and disappear into the water. According to Lehrer, Pamperin was devoured all the way up to his waist and dragged down below. Lehrer attempted to dive below and search for his friend, but they disappeared. Lehrer dived back in, and he was able to find the shark violently shaking his friend on the ocean floor, and it appeared that his friend was unconscious, and either the shark was trying to devour him whole, or the shark was trying to spit him out. But already, Pamperin had been too much consumed by the shark, and so there was basically no escaping. So Lehrer swam away to alert nearby lifeguards about the attack, and his friend Pamperin never resurfaced, and despite search attempts, his body was never discovered. It was believed that he was devoured whole by the shark, either that or his body was dragged far away from the attack site. And this is actually probable as well, because there was a full-scale search done, but it wasn't done until 1 hour after the attack, during which the shark could have swam away far enough with his body in order to make it too difficult to find the body. Now, there has been some speculation that Robert Pamperin could have faked his own death and moved to Mexico, but this being said, this is highly unlikely. His wife reported that they were in a happy relationship, and all of the other evidence suggests that there was no financial payout or incentive for such a thing to occur. There was also no evidence of a murder taking place by Lehrer. As crazy as it sounds, Robert Pamperin may have been devoured whole, or his body was dragged so far away from the site that he disappeared entirely. There was other evidence as well which suggested that sharks in the area were going to be more aggressive. We're not going to go into these particular reasons, but you can look up this case if you just type in Robert Pamperin. But basically, there were like 4 other unfortunate events which happened, which would have triggered all sharks in the area in which they were diving to be more aggressive and more likely to attack and kill people for no reason. Case number 3, Armless Bethany Hamilton. The following is an admirable story of a girl who pursued her goals relentlessly despite massive adversity. 13-year-old Bethany Hamilton was Hawaii's top female surfer of her age group when suddenly she was attacked by a 14-foot tiger shark. Her left arm was dangling in the water as she was resting on her surfboard when suddenly the shark came up and instantly bit the entire arm off. Luckily for her, her surfing partners were able to prevent too much blood loss from happening and quickly get her back to the beach. An ambulance rushed by and miraculously saved her life, despite her losing 60% of or more of her blood. She survived all required surgeries, avoided an infection, and within just one month, despite missing an arm, she was back out surfing again. And within 2 years, She won her first national title in 2005. Despite literally having her arm chomped off by a shark, this fearless woman went back out and rode the waves relentlessly in pursuit of her goals and dreams. Now that is admirable. Now shark attacks can be scary, but what else is scarier than having your home invaded by wild animals or pests like raccoons or wasps? This is far more likely to happen, and in fact, last year, I got attacked by over 30 wasps, and I have a video of that on this YouTube channel. An estimated 1 in 3 American homes will experience an infestation problem at some point in the owner's lifetime. So give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit www.wildlifexteam.com immediately for animal or pest-related problems, and we'll be sure to sort it out for you. Thanks for watching this video, and we'll see you later.
They're out there looking for a home, and they found one. Yours. They want that cozy place in your attic or under your foundation. Give them enough time and you'll be paying big bucks to fix their damage. Wildlife X Team specializes in removal and prevention of wildlife infestation, responsibly and professionally. Wildlife X Team has earned the top rated award from Home Advisors because they're experts at what they do. Just one call and they're gone. 855-WILDLIFE or wildlifexteam.com.